what not to do. Blaming families, excusing harm, or making the map destiny high. I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. When students begin using genograms, one of the greatest dangers is moving too quickly from noticing patterns to making judgments. A family formation map can help someone see anger, fear, criticism, silence, avoidance, control, addiction, divorce, shame, or emotional distance across generations. But the map must never become a weapon. A ministry genogram conversation is not a courtroom. The goal is not to put the family on trial. The goal is to help a person see patterns with truth, dignity, responsibility, and Christ-centered hope. One mistake is blaming families too quickly. A student might say, "Your family caused this," or, "That is why you are the way you are." That may sound insightful, but it can trap the person in resentment or fatalism. Families shape us, but they do not fully define us. A person's family story matters, but it is not the person's final identity. A wiser approach is to say, "It looks like this pattern may have shaped part of your story. What do you notice?" That question leaves room for the person's own discernment. It also protects the ministry leader from acting like an expert over someone else's family. Another mistake is excusing harm. Understanding a pattern does not make sin harmless. If someone grew up around anger, neglect, abuse, addiction, or manipulation, that history may explain some reactions, but it does not excuse ongoing harm. Ministry leaders must be careful not to say, "That is just how your family is," or "They probably did the best they could too quickly." Compassion should never erase responsibility. Grace does not require denial. A person may need to grieve what happened, name what was wrong, seek safety, receive support, and choose a different way. A third mistake is making the map destiny. A genogram may reveal a repeated pattern, but it should never communicate, "This will always happen." In Christ, people are not imprisoned by their family line. They can become cycle breakers and blessing builders. They can repent, heal, grow, set boundaries, forgive wisely, receive help, and begin new faithful practices. What helps? Move slowly. Ask permission. Let the person name what they see. Notice burdens and blessings. Keep responsibility clear. Avoid labels. Do not diagnose family members. Do not pressure reconciliation. Do not turn a painful family story into a sermon illustration. A simple phrase can help. "This map may show what was passed down, but it does not decide who you are becoming in Christ." That is the heart of this work. We notice patterns without shame. We tell the truth without contempt. We offer hope without pretending the pain was small. And we help people discern one faithful next step as image bearers before God.